Welcome to another edition of Because Bikers Matter podcast. I'm your host, David Vega Schumann. And my special guest today is Jeff Nager. He is the co-producer of the Flying Pistons Benefit Breakfast. Welcome, Jeff. It's great to see you.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, we just had a little fun in Daytona a short while ago. So that was our last visit. But I wanted to, for those who don't know you, want to give them some of your background. You know, first of all, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Speedway, Indiana. I could hear the 500 racers every morning, every afternoon.
How cool is that? That's I played golf on that course one time, and the five holes that were inside the center of the raceway. Yep. Amazing. And the cars were practicing. You know, it was like zoom, zoom. Yeah, it's crazy.
Nice lifestyle.
Yes, and I didn't break anyone's window.
Good for you.
With my bad shots. There you go. So let's talk about your connection to motorcycles first. So did you ride? Do you ride?
Yeah, of course. You know, and, I did some research on motorcycles to find out what the correct number of motorcycles a guy should have in the United States. And it came out.
Drum roll.
Social science came out with the correct number, which is one more. So I've got three bikes and I'm looking for a chopper.
One more.
I'm looking for one more.
Wow. That's I never heard that before. I like that. That's a good number.
Yeah.
So what was your first bike?
Well, my first bike was a Kawasaki KZ400 that my pop and I shared. And then I got a Kawasaki 175, and I was running around Speedway with a full face helmet on at 14, just going everywhere. So that was I guess that's where my love of full face helmets came, because I never got stopped because everybody thought I was older than I was. So it was a good deal.
Interesting. So you're allowed to go ride on the Speedway when they're not racing? Or you just knew somebody or family?
No, it's the Speedway. It's the city of Speedway, not the track.
Okay.
But you're not supposed to be riding a motorcycle at 14 on the streets. But, you know, if you've got a full face, no one knows how old you are.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
But it's funny you mentioned the KZ400, because that was my first bike.
Great, great bike.
Yep. I went through 9 chains in the time that I owned it, but nothing ever broke.
You know, since we were talking about that, I can't remember what happened to that bike. I can't remember what happened to any of those bikes. So those are my first two bikes. And then my third bike was a, if you remember, Harley came out with a Springer, a factory Springer. And that was my third bike.
So what do you ride today?
I ride a 1995, let's see, a 1995, God, I can't remember the name of the bike. A 1995 hog that I put in new tires, new engine, new transmission, open belt drive. So it's nothing like it started. Replaced all the suspension components. And then the other bike is a 97 Sportster that I customized. New tins, new wheels. I made it so it looked like more of a 60s vintage bike, because I found a lot of interesting stuff out of Europe to make it look like a knucklehead instead of an Evo. So, you know, you just can't stop customizing, or at least I can't, once you get started.
I hear that often. And of course, a lot of the people that were around with all these bike shows and stuff, I absolutely feel the same way.
Yeah, yep.
So I understand that you had an involvement with bike shows. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I had a partner. A lot of your guys will they've been around for a while. I remember a gentleman by the name of Bob Kay. He's still out and about. And we used to do bike shows across the United States. We did it with the International Motorcycle Shows. The winner of those shows, we would take to Germany for the World Championship. So we did that, I think, for 7 or 8 years. Over that time, I guess we provided over $1 million worth of cash and prizes to the builders. And our focus was to make the builders a rock stars, because the idea was that we wanted to elevate them to the community, the motorcycle community, so that they would so they could get more business, interact better, and help the sport of custom bikes. And I think what we did in that environment helped a lot, not only for the enjoyment of motorcycles, but for the custom builders as well.
I understand from the Ratzel guys, Ted and
Yep.
Pam, because they were doing some of those international shows, that a lot of them shut down after COVID and haven't come back.
That's true. Lots of things have changed after COVID, and the International Motorcycle Show has not come back, and I don't expect it to see that resurrection anytime soon.
That's too bad.
Yeah,
Wow.
it happens.
So, what do you do today?
Well, I've got a business in California. We do cannabis, and we're kind of a technology company. So, for you, I was talking to Easy Rider magazine a few years ago, and they were talking about the connection between cannabis and motorcycle riders, and it's actually a very strong connection. I think they were saying about 50% of the motorcycle riders are very interested in cannabis. So it was a natural progression for me. What I've been doing is looking at a way to replace vape pens, and we've developed a technology. Instead of using heat, which vape pens use, and it creates a lot of carcinogens, we use mist. So you take the cannabis in your lungs in a mist, so that it doesn't increase carcinogens, it doesn't have a harshness. It's the way it feels is like walking in the rain. It doesn't feel like anything, but the effect, within like 60 seconds, you can get it really hits you very quickly. So that's the benefit. Transfer of the THC or the cannabis to the bloodstream is very quick, and it's a way. We've de developed in a handheld device, so that you can take it on a plane, you can take it on a train, you can use it just about any place. It's totally non-detect.
So is there still the intense smell of today's
Only
cannabis?
if our partners want that smell. So sometimes that's a benefit depending on the partner, but we can take the smell out of it. And
Really?
we've been working on the technology, and we're basically a startup, and we've got some agreements in place with distribution. So we are looking for funding to finish it up and get it into the industry.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
That's a very cool project.
it's a cool project. Yeah.
So, how did you get involved with the Flying Pistons benefit breakfast and become co-producer?
Well, it's pretty simple. I was looking for something to, since I got out of the custom bike building or custom bike shows, I was looking for something to keep me engaged. I like the, when you meet custom bike builders, you'll find out there's more people doing exactly what they want to do than in any industry. These guys got to be very savvy business people, and they're very creative. I like those people. And so I was looking for something to keep my, keep myself involved. And I was talking to Marilyn, and there was a builder's breakfast years ago, and I said, that's gone away, but we could do something. And we started doing that in Sturgis, and this year in 2024 is our 10th year, so it's our 10th anniversary. So that's pretty cool. I think we're going to have a very cool Flying Piston benefit in Sturgis at the Buffalo Chip on August 4th at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday.
And we'll be there.
And you'll be there.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
And your crew, and all the people that you bring with you, and we're really appreciative of your support.
Well, thank you. It's we enjoy doing it, and I think that's the best answer. We really enjoy doing it, and it's been fun to surprise people with things.
Yes.
And that's worked pretty well consistently. So we always get a kick out of that. And this year will be no different. Just like we had in Daytona is no different. We had Dana's guitars, and those were amazing.
People love those guitars.
They're beautiful. I mean, she does great work. And she does our first place prize, best of show prizes, you know, for the Schools Out Chopper show with our Punisher, you know, and it's like 2 feet tall, you know, yeah, it weighs a ton.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. And some of the other trophies and stuff. And she makes machine guns and she makes tables and she makes, you know, now she's doing guitars and who knows what'll be next. I mean, she has all kinds of cool stuff in the garage. I mean, I got to do a podcast with her one time live from the garage.
Oh, how nice.
You know, I'm sitting there holding up this machine gun and going, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And she has other stuff too that's just amazing. A lot of talent.
Such a pleasant person to be around.
And it's good for the environment because everything she's using is basically recycled.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have even better.
If you haven't seen her stuff, it's worth your time to go find her on the internet or
Nettlewood Garage. She's on Facebook.
Yep. Very so. Nice.
Yep. And the benches that we've done have been pretty popular. You know, I know the first one caught a lot of people's attention. You know, it's good when Woody comes to an event and he sees the prizes and he sits, pulls out the phone. He starts taking a dozen pictures, you know, of the different pieces of art.
Yep.
And again, kudos to Dana, but, you know, it was amazing. He's like stunned because they never had that before. And you know, it's all new kinds of things. So we love it.
Check out all the beautiful classic cars around me. They're detailed to perfection, and I'll bet their insurance policies are just as good. We want to thank our sponsor, Motorcycle Safety Lawyers, a division of Schumann Legal Personal Injury Lawyers. They have over 35 years' experience handling all types of accidents. We want to be your personal injury lawyer.
So, talking about the Flying Piston Benefit Breakfast, let's talk about some of all the different goals that are there, different organizations try to help, and you know, all those kind of things.
Well, the number one thing that we want to do is to help get kids healthy. So if you look at kids nowadays, kindergartners, they're about 12% they're obese. And once they go from kindergarten to first and second grade, that pops up to about 20%. So we want to keep the kids active. And one way to do that is provide bikes to kindergarten PE classes and train kids on how to ride bikes. And you know, if you look at the statistics, getting kids to move reduces the obesity rate. And that's why we are supporting all kids' bikes that supply the bikes. And we've helped train over 200,000 kiddos on how to.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, and it's a skill for life. So it's something that they'll have forever. In addition,
and they might want to get a motorcycle, right?
Well, that's a great lead-in because once they're ready to make a decision, they've already done the hard work, you know, balancing the bike. And we're actually training the next generation of kids on the sport of motorcycling. So we're pretty happy about how that comes together for us, for them, and for the industry.
So I heard there's some other charities that benefit also. Is that correct?
There's some other ones. Motorcycle Missions is one we support. And basically it's for first responders and our fighting men and ladies that are having challenges with PTSD. So Crystal Hess is the lady that's in charge of that out of Texas, and we support her as well. So those are the two primary nonprofits that we support. All kids
and very worthy.
Very worthy.
Very worthy.
They do great work, it's just a joy to see changes.
Nice. So With this year's event that we just were at together in Daytona, how did we do in terms of attendance?
Well, I gotta say that we got a lot of support. Attendance online was up. Attendance at the facility was up.
Excellent.
The number of people registered for our online auction was up, and the amount of money that we raised was up. So I gotta say it was the oh well, one last thing. The food was the best food we ever had. So if you come for breakfast, you're gonna get a good breakfast in Daytona.
And what a facility that is. I mean, Teddy Morris's Harley-Davidson, that whole complex, Destination Daytona, was the pavilion we were in was amazing. It's enormous.
It's enormous and it's pretty exceptional. And Teddy was there supporting us.
He's a riot.
He is a riot. He's a really interesting guy. And it was just a joy hanging out with all those people. They have their heart in the right place. I think we did a good job for them. And I think they sold a lot of motorcycles. So I think it was a good deal
Oh,
for
that's
everybody.
cool. There's so many buildings on that property and so many areas to explore. I got to do a tiny fraction. We were too busy with the booth and all the things that were going on. But yeah, I was personally blown away by the size of the place and how nice it was.
So let me ask you, since you were joining us in your booth, how did the booth go, and how did the reception that you got with the people attending the Flying Piston?
We thought it was excellent. I mean, I know that in total, I mean, we talked to probably 1,000 people through the course of the week and signed them up for our various giveaways. And some people are just starting to find out that they won something very cool from Motorcycle Safety Lawyers. But actually 15 winners, as I recall, that for prizes that we gave away. We met a
Nice.
ton of people, talked to people, We're always looking for ways to get the word out about what we do as an injury law firm and all the good things we do for the community. And this obviously being one of them, sponsoring the Flying Piston Benefit Breakfast. But in addition, just talking about, motorcycle insurance and about safety and taking the accident scene management classes that we sponsor, and it just goes on and on from there. So
Nice.
we were exhausted physically, because there were some long days there. When
Sure.
Jim Lynch has Bike Show Mafia start at 10 in the morning and they're not done till 1 in the morning leaving there, those are long days. Those are long days,
Those are very long days.
And the Rats Hole, I mean, their bike show is also amazing and had fantastic turnout, and met a lot of people. It was also interesting to see a lot of people from all over the world.
Yeah, that's Daytona brings in a lot of Europeans. It's
It
very
sure
interesting.
does.
And I gotta say, the Rat Hole has got some of the wildest, craziest, best looking custom bikes. If you want to see some eye candy, go to the Rat Hole. That's unbelievable.
It was amazing. And we got to work with Dave Pirowitz. He was at the Bike Show Mafia, all class bike show. And so all those things were good. Every day was filled with events and productive things. So it was very good. We're glad that we, spent the time, 10 straight days of working, and the
Major commitment.
expenses. Yeah, it's a big commitment, but all worth it. And we'll do the same thing all over again next year. No question.
Exactly.
So, are there other things you want to tell us about any of the topics we've covered today?
Well, I'll say that one of the things that we focus on in our online auction is artists. So when you participate and register for our the Flying Piston Benefit, you'll see artists from across the United States. Some we get from Canada and Europe, so you'll see an international set of artists and things that bikers, hot rod guys would be very interested in. Shrunken bikes or tiny bikes, as we call them, that are customized. Growlers and tumblers that are custom painted, as well as skate decks. And I think we're adding toolboxes and helmets to the buffalo chip version of the flying piston. So it's stuff that if you're a biker, we create art that really resonate with you, and it's something that you can wear or you can put up on your wall, whether it's in your office or in your garage, in your bonus room, whatever. It's really high-end art that you'd be proud to show anybody.
And let's not leave out man cave.
And let's not leave out the man cave.
Absolutely. No, and that's, I think that's fantastic. It's really nice for the artists to get that exposure that they deserve, and people to see other cool ideas that are out there that you may never have seen before.
That's certainly true. The amount of creativity. We were talking before about Dana and her metal guitar. That's the craziest thing I'd ever seen, and it was just beautifully done, and people were really excited about it. So you never know who you're going to see at the Flying Piston, and you'll never know what you're going to see at the Flying Piston.
So we hope you'll come out to Sturgis and come out to Daytona and join us for these wonderful events. I think such a good cause. But also, if you can't make it, register online for the auction and
That's
find
right.
some cool stuff to buy, to help out the cause and your
It's
man cave.
real simple. Flyingpistonbenefit.com.
There you go. Perfect. Because that was the next question was, how does someone get a hold of you if they want to reach out and ask questions? And by the way, if people out there want to donate art or other things to the benefit, they can do that as well.
They certainly can.
And that's always appreciated.
It certainly is.
And actually, the fun's not over. I was talking to Lisa over at All Kids, and of course, we're actually going to run a contest to let the social media fans select a school to be the lucky recipient of
Where
this year's funds.
is that going to be in the Chicago area or
The
nation?
first one we're going to do in Chicago for sure. It's a little
Gotcha.
easier for us to control at the moment.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of schools. And there's a lot of schools with need, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And so we'll be announcing that very soon. We're putting all the little details together. But yeah, we want to bring this program to the kids of Chicago, and I can't wait, to see 5-year-olds come running up and grab your leg and hug you because they got to play on a bicycle is an amazing thing.
It is. It really is an amazing thing. Plus, we think it. Think everybody has access to bikes, and that's just not the case.
Which is sad because
Yeah.
I, having grown up with one, yeah, it's pretty sad
Yeah.
to think that.
Yep.
So you can understand why they're so happy. And if they're some of these people are living in underprivileged situations economically, socially, whatever, and if they get a little joy in their life, that's very cool.
That's very cool.
Yep. Anything else to share?
No, I appreciate the time. It was a nice spending time with you today, and hearing some of the stories that you've had in this motorcycle industry. Been great, and I appreciate the time and appreciate your support at the Flying Piston.
Likewise, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And hopefully, we'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good.
David Vegas Schumann, signing out.
Check out this 1948 Harley Hummer. It's a beaut. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. If you liked it, please share it with your friends and family. If you happen to be coming out to the Las Vegas area, send me a text. I'd love to join you for a ride. David Vegas Schumann, signing out.